You're listening to Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis, sitting in for April Baer. During this coronavirus outbreak, heading to the grocery store has never been really more stressful. Some stores have carved out special shopping hours for seniors and those who are most at risk. But store workers are still on the front lines. Stateside's April Baer recently spoke with Megan Holland, Vice President of Communications and Marketing with the Michigan Retailers Association, about how grocers are coping.
What kinds of things are coming up for your members that simply were not an issue 1 month ago?
Well, 1 month ago, our grocers had to take bottles and cans. And during this period, that has become a really onerous thing because bottles and cans come in very dirty. They have human saliva on them and all sorts of other stuff because people aren't great about rinsing them. So we feel like the state of Michigan declared that toll takers at the Mackinac Bridge, for example, didn't have to handle cash due to virus concerns. So why are we expecting grocery workers to handle these dirty bottles and cans? The governor's office just issued on their FAQ page that for sure grocery stores do not have to take those bottles and cans. So people, leave them in your garage.
Just stash them and get some cash later? Is that the plan?
Yeah. In fact, grocers are pretty much expecting that when this all blows over, they are going to be inundated with bottles and cans. And in the meantime, the 10-cent deposit will still be charged. People should realize that.
We are in a different place right now in terms of the governor's stay-at-home order. Tell me, how do grocers and retailers define essential personnel right now?
Well, grocery workers are there to do the basic minimum tasks. And that's one of the reasons why the bottle and cans aren't being accepted, because that is not considered a basic minimum task. But certainly they are madly cleaning and restocking stores and following CDC guidelines for sanitizing their stores. And that means everything from cleaning shopping carts, checkout lanes, shelves, aisles, among other areas. There's a lot of that going on in the off hours. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners have noticed that their grocery store hours have changed because of that.
So is everyone who works for a grocery essential personnel right now?
I don't know if everyone is or not, but I would assume that most are. And of course, we've heard of a lot of grocery stores that are hiring right now, which may help the economy because goodness knows there are a lot of retail workers right now who simply don't have jobs.
Do you foresee some changes to how grocery shopping works in the weeks to come? I mean, except for the fact that some items are not available and that people are doing a lot more are sort of being careful where they're putting their hands. It is sort of business as usual at a lot of stores.
It may be, but I think that will change over time as people become even more nervous about this virus. I mean, the main point is get organized before you go, enter the store with wipes, buy enough for 2 weeks, and then leave. Don't bring your family. Don't expose yourself or grocery workers unnecessarily. And I think we're going to see stores implementing rules, and some already have. You know, for example, don't be surprised if you see security at the door monitoring the flow of customers and letting one person in as another one leaves. And they may require you to stay a certain distance away from meat and produce counters until you choose your item. So touch only what you want. We don't want people handling or breathing all over produce right now.
Have any of your members reported that they fear they're losing business to online sales?
No, I have not heard that. In fact, I would guess that their sales are up. We watched a webinar recently from a loss prevention expert who's based in Spain. And the reason we watched it is because Spain is about 10 days ahead of us on this virus. And grocery stores saw a 70% increase in sales. So I suspect that's happening here. The interesting thing is once people unfortunately hoarded a lot of goods, the sales dropped for a while. So it's going to be a seesaw.
What else did you see happening in Spain that you're trying to keep in mind right now?
Well, a lot of those rules I mentioned earlier, the security issues of making sure that there are a limited number of people in the store, that they are keeping 6 feet apart. You will possibly see workers with sanitation bottles on their belts and sanitation bottles all over the store. The stores definitely want to provide the message to customers that we really care about keeping this store clean.
Is there any conversation among members of the association about what should happen if a grocery store employee gets sick right now?
There is CDC guidance on that. And, you know, grocery stores take that very seriously because nobody wants to jeopardize the food system. So if that happens, the store will have to do, you know, pretty much the expected steps of tracking the employees' movements to figure out if part or all of the store needs to be disinfected, or finding out who they may have come into contact with. It may mean fellow employees will have to self-quarantine. So all these things could happen. And if a store has to completely shut down to disinfect, they'll do it.
I have to say, when I've been driving up for grocery deliveries in the past week or two, sometimes the staff just looks so tired. Is it hard keeping people in the industry right now?
I don't think it's hard for those who have the confidence to go out there and feel that they can stay healthy and they know how to stay healthy. Stores obviously have implemented workplace policies that encourage sick employees to stay home. But let's face it, I think many are grateful that they can still earn a paycheck because there are so many workers out there who are laid off.
Megan, do you think that this is changing employers' feelings about whether paid sick leave or other kinds of health benefits should be more widespread in the grocery industry?
I'm sure that it does make everybody think twice about it. You know, my experience is retailers will offer paid sick leave if they can afford to do so. You know, I saw a story yesterday about, you know, what a worker can do if they feel like they're being forced to come to work. I've talked to so many retailers who have shed tears in the last week for having to lay off their workers. So, you know, every store is different, but paid sick leave, family medical leave, unemployment, all those benefits are being expanded to help our workers.
That's strange. Some stores laying people off while others are trying to staff up in a pretty massive way.
Absolutely. In fact, we partner with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, and they are asking us to ask our retailers, so how much do you expect your sales to drop within this month where we're shut down? You know, some stores, the grocery stores are booming. The pharmacies are doing fine. But there are a ton of retailers who say their sales have dropped 80% or more.
Wow. Have you been keeping an eye on the stimulus package that just passed through Congress?
Yeah, I can't say I'm completely up on it, but it does look like there are a lot of benefits for small businesses and workers.
What kinds of things are grocers and retailers hoping the federal government will keep in mind, either in that package or in additional measures that the state or the federal government might pass?
Well, I can tell you what I'm hearing from retailers. And as much as they appreciate the low interest loans that are being offered by the Small Business Administration and others, a lot are saying, I can't add to my debt. I need rent relief. I need utility relief. I need loan deferrals.
Things that would affect the average workers' lives.
Absolutely.
Megan Holland is Vice President for Communications and Marketing with the Michigan Retailers Association. Megan, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This is Stateside. I'm Laura Weber-Davis, sitting in for April Baer. Let's turn now to a grocer. We spoke with Chris Faulkner, a manager at Foods for Living in East Lansing. He started by telling April about the business and how long he's been working there.
Well, we are on Grand River and Park Lake Road in East Lansing. We have been here since 1997, and I have worked here for 13 years. And we are actually an employee-owned company as of 2008. Pretty much everybody that works here has a big stake in how well we do and just our whole presentation, just everything.
Give us a sense of what kinds of groceries you sell and who comes into shop.
Well, I would say mostly we're, you know, what you would probably categorize as a natural foods grocery store. We tend to carry lots of organics and lots of natural products and maybe products that people, at least brand-wise, aren't that familiar with, as opposed to going to a more conventional grocery store. All of our produce is organic. So, that's basically kind of where we place ourselves.
Forgive me for asking, but do you happen to have any naturally sourced toilet paper on the shelves right now?
If only we did. Somebody put a long piece of brown paper packing up on the back and was calling it toilet paper, but we didn't put that out.
Can you tell me what's happened with your customer base and store traffic ever since the coronavirus came to Michigan?
Well, it's all a blur, but basically it's just been slowly ramping up as things have been changing. The Michigan State University closed and schools closed. It's just been this slow, steady increase. And last week it just all blew up. And it was probably, I would say in 41 years, it's the most intense week of my retail sales life.
What's intense about it?
The level of, I guess, fear and unknown and people, panic buying or confusion about what's the appropriate thing to do. Can I go out? Just all these unknowns, I think, come to a head, and people are just very scared.
Are there certain items that maybe normally wouldn't sell particularly well that you think people are filling their baskets with just because they don't know what else they can get?
I mean, normally the wintertime and even early spring, immune boost things always do reasonably well. They are doing extraordinarily well, and basically everything on the shelf is empty.
What's it like trying to maintain a reasonably sanitized environment for people to shop in right now?
It's a perpetual task. I mean, we've developed things, and this is, as you probably can guess, it's all on the fly, basically, because we've never experienced anything like this. And, hospitals have protocols, and hospitals are at least relatively designed to deal with infections and infectious diseases and things like that. But a grocery store is not designed that way. I mean, there are certain sections, obviously, that sanitation is important, but as a whole, the whole environment is not designed for that. So to come up with protocols like carts and things like this, we've sort of developed on the fly, and we're sanitizing everything as long, every hour that we're open. We're just doing these rotations and cleaning all the cooler door handles and freezer door handles and all of the hand carts that are all constantly cleaned. And we just move them to one area and we clean them and then move them back and just keep this sort of clean routine going.
We've been hearing a lot about how the food chain itself has not actually been disrupted in Michigan or in America. And yet there are problems with demand and keeping certain items in stock. Can you enlighten us about how that's working at your store?
Well, my perspective is primarily from the produce, since that's the section that I do every day. So that might be a little bit different than, say, things like canned goods and, grocery items. And
rice and beans.
Like that.
Yeah.
So that might be a little bit different. But in general, I can tell you, and I'll just use produce, for example, because I know that so well. Typically, they have a pipeline that is 2 weeks long. And so they'll put their contracts out there and buy for 2 weeks in advance. And they're pretty good at guessing. And then they have other peripheral things that they can pick up things as they need it. But what happened last week, and then even maybe, say, 10 days ago or even 2 weeks ago, is when people increase the demand that high, that two-week, sort of cushion disappears or gets compressed to 4 days. So that's when you start seeing the shortages. And they can go to these other little peripheral suppliers and maybe add a little bit, but they can't make up for that huge gap that's taken place when people buy at that magnitude. We're seeing now the supply is starting to get back. Like in produce right now, my section is basically perfect. I don't think I'm out of anything right now. And it's loaded full, ready to go. Whereas the rest of the store, I would say we're between half and two-thirds stocked on the shelves.
You know, as you mentioned, the store is employee-owned. Would you say that's led you to make decisions any differently than maybe some of the big retail chains are right now?
Yes. From our inception, I mean, it's we've always felt that it was more than a, you know, just a job and a retail store. It was it was like an experience, not only for our shoppers, but the, you know, whether it was a high school kid that had his first job. I'm going to get choked up here, but
it's okay.
It's just really important to us.
Oh.
And that's why we keep doing it, even though we are, you know, even though it's hard, we just keep going.
Chris, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
No, that's all right. That's all right. It's just, you know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of emotions now because, you know, everybody's tired because they've been working hundreds of hours. And, you know, it's just, it's a challenge at times. But we're getting through it. And without all the people that I have here, you know, we couldn't do it. So they're an amazing bunch of people that work here.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for them. And they just, you know, they're not trained for this, and they're not hospital workers, and they're not first responders. You know, they're artists, and they're musicians, and they're people that do other things. And, you know, here they are in this position, and it's just, it's remarkable how it brings the best out in people. So I'm totally grateful that I have such a great group of people working here.
Can you think of an example of something you've seen someone do, or, you know, maybe just a kindness offered that stuck with you?
Like the most recent one, like every single hour, really. I mean, whether or not it's an elderly person that calls on the phone and wants banana chips and tomatoes and is afraid to come in the store, and so you take it out to them and maybe say, don't worry about it because all they have is they don't have the money or whatever. It's just, you know, you do what you think. It's like kind of a pay it forward sort of thing, and you just feel like that's the right thing to do.
Chris Faulkner is a manager at Foods for Living in East Lansing. Chris, hang in there.
All right. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you.